This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 11 states, on Tuesday brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the Internet. The action was widely expected. It's considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998, when the Justice Department sued Microsoft for its monopoly of the software market. In a statement, Google Chief Legal Officer Kent Walker called the lawsuit, quote, deeply flawed. He said in a blog post that most people use Google because they choose to, not because they can't find alternatives. He said the lawsuit would do nothing to help consumers, but instead would prop up lower quality search options. Google's parent company, Alphabet Incorporated, is a trillion-dollar company based in California with revenues of $162 billion last year. Google accounts for nearly 90% of all search queries in the United States. Attorney General William Barr said the lawsuit is not tied to conservative concern over content moderation and censorship by online platforms. In recent years, President Donald Trump and Republicans have accused Google and other online platforms of silencing conservative viewpoints. The Google lawsuit stems from a year-long investigation that also examined three other tech giants, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. The Oversight Authority for U.S. Operations in Afghanistan said Tuesday that the United States has lost $19 billion in Afghanistan since 2002 due to waste, fraud, and abuse. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said Congress has appropriated nearly $134 billion for Afghan reconstruction since late 2001. VOA News. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is not joining President Trump today on the campaign trail because of a lingering cough from COVID-19. That's according to her chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham. Mrs. Trump announced last week she had recovered from COVID-19. She made her most recent public appearance during the September 29th debate between Mr. Trump and Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden. Britain's finance minister on Tuesday defended the government's three-tiered approach to fighting the spread of COVID-19, saying another national lockdown would carry too heavy a cost. Finance Chief Rishi Sunak, also known as the Chancellor of the Exchequer, told the House of Commons Tuesday that the government did not rule out tougher restrictions. But when opposition party members called for a temporary two-week so-called circuit breaker lockdown, as suggested last week by a scientific advisory group, Sunak reminded members of the, quote, stark reality, in his words, of the negative economic impact. The three-tier plan, backed by Prime Minister Boris Johnson, rates areas as medium, high, or very high risk. The highest risk areas, which currently include Liverpool and Lancashire regions in northwest England, face the tightest restrictions. Britain has Europe's deadliest coronavirus outbreak, with more than 43,800 confirmed deaths. One of the attorneys representing victims of the 1998 terror attacks on U.S. embassies in East Africa and their families says the majority of his clients reject a compensation deal that would result in President Donald Trump removing Sudan from the U.S. State Sponsors of Terrorism list. Attorney Michael Miller says the deal, in which Sudan would pay $335 million to settle claims responsible related to the bombings, he says the deal discriminates between victims based on their nationality. It pays victims, American victims and their families, far more, he says, than it will pay East African victims who worked for the American embassies. The August 1998 truck bombings at U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed a total of 224 people and injured thousands of others. Victims and their families sued Sudan and American courts based on findings that Sudan harbored al-Qaeda operatives who planned the attacks. And the U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. That would extend the freeze until February 2022. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.